The devil's got me. I can't come. A conversation with the man in question revealed that in a city in Victoria as a boy, he attended church and Sunday school and at one time gained a prize for 5 years unbroken attendance. When the outward camouflage was penetrated, a stark tragedy was revealed. The best years of life had fled, wasted years that could never be recalled. What had he gained by it all? Nothing but an aching, broken heart, disappointment, and despair. Such is the age-old pattern where the devil deceives and ensnares his victims. Mother, father, family had all been lost to him. Pure and innocent pleasures had taken their flight long since. Could there be any hope left for a man in such a case? With a prayer for guidance, the writer pointed out the never-failing mercy of the Lord and told him everything that seemed possible regarding the great provision that God had made for everyone who will turn to him for help and forgiveness. He had heard it all long ago. Bending down over an old trunk, he pulled out the one relic that remained of his youthful days, a Bible. Out of that book, the missionary of the gospel brought many a loving invitation to the wanderer to come home. If only he would hear the voice that had been stifled for so long. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, that struggle to shake off the load and only find it increasing, and I will give you rest. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But I can't come, persisted the victim of mankind's cruelest enemy. The devil's got me. He's too strong for me. He's too strong for me too. Too strong for everybody, but not too strong for the Lord. If you let him take over, he will soon drive the devil out. No, the devil's got me. I can't come. Well, if a fly struggles in a web, it only gets itself more hopelessly entangled. But a man can set it free with just a touch of his finger. The Lord's power is almighty to deliver us. That is what he came for. No, I can't come. I can't come, came the anguished reply. Come to him who calls from heaven. Well, the Lord has done more than call us to come. He has come to us himself, and he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Revelation 3:20. At this point, the victim of this terrible bondage broke out into singing. Behold me standing at the door, and hear me pleading evermore. Say, weary heart, oppressed with sin, may I come in, may I come in? He had once heard this sung by a great Maori singer in the Ballarat Town Hall when he was a boy. Now the words and tune came back to him like music from heaven. I would not plead with thee in vain, remember all my grief and pain. I died to ransom thee from sin. May I come in, may I come in. I bring thee joy from heaven above. Bring thee pardon, peace and love. Say, weary heart, oppressed with sin, may I come in, may I come in. The tears streamed down the face of the old man, but still he remained mesmerized and helpless in the power that had tyrannized him for so long. We walked at last down the little path that led from his hut, his only earthly dwelling. He gripped my hand with both of his and said, "Well, goodbye, my dear good friend. God bless you." Next day, I had to leave on a prolonged journey and did not see him again. He left on a journey from which there is no return. Did he hear and respond to the great deliverer? We do not know, but we'll hope so. How dangerous it is to let the days and years go by without responding to the one who calls from heaven. Life and everlasting joy and perfect freedom are within reach of us all, but they will not always be available. Let us act while there is time and opportunity, before we are so deeply ensnared that hope fades away.